Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanis, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Riff. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to our show today. It is a Tuesday here on the 27th of October, and we are just coming back from a long work weekend as well. So Monday we had the open house rebroadcast, and I just want to tell you and say thank you so much to everyone that attended the show, that attended the open house. It was awesome. It was so powerful. I mean, it just felt like we were really ministering and touching people. I really thank God I was humbled. I would just tell you this. I was very humbled with seeing how the response was and the reports and the testimonies from people that came by and the feedback. It's been a few days now, and I've had phone calls and meetings and conversations with several people out there, and they all had the same thing to say. They said they were just so touched, surprised how beautiful the studio was, and just really excited about what we have and what we have going on, and that's a blessing. That's a blessing. We couldn't get one of our hosts on the air, Pastor Cliff McKern and Pastor Judy McKern. We could not get them on the air because they didn't have the right number. I failed to get them the information they needed to get there, and it's okay. It is okay. You know, I talked to him on Monday and apologized and stuff, but he was calling my cell phone, and I thought I sent him the show number in the time, but it was my fault. And you know, we talked and stuff. We're going to get him on the show in another few days or next week. And it's just a blessing to be a part of other men of God's work. They are busy out there. Amen. It is a good thing. And that's one thing that my pastor has mentioned. And then Pastor Roger DeWitt, who is also going to be on our station. I don't know if you know of Brother Roger DeWitt. Let me get his CD. It's around here somewhere. Has this information, and I'll give you that information as well. He is with Halal Ministries, Pastor Roger DeWitt, and he is going to be, I'm going to be streaming his shows as well. I got to get his email address and put that on there, and his address and P.O. Box and all that information, but we're going to have it on church streams, but he's also going to be on the station broadcasting, so I'm going to put him on. I believe we have Monday night is open, so I may put him on Monday nights in the evening or at 7 o'clock on Wednesdays. So we're going to have him on as well. I know that a lot of you out there hear a whole bunch of different shows and stuff, and their ministers sending in their CDs now, so a lot of stuff may not be live. This show is live, but then you hear a pre-recorded version of it. You hear the pre-recorded rebroadcast of it throughout the week. We have several of our weekly shows just playing along with Dana shows from Warren Radio, and along with Pastor Charles and Pastor Mark Field. So we're getting a lot of pastors coming in through the door now, and it's a blessing. It is a blessing. I'm going to tell you this right now, that I was completely humbled by just the kind words that people had to say about the station. I tell you what, you know, I've been working on this station. You know, I've been working on the station for the last 4 months, almost 5 months. See, June, July, August, September, October. Well, 5 months. We haven't even reached half a year yet, but we have a huge audience that continues to come back and listen. We have several ministers just signing up and putting their product on there. I want to tell you a testimony, because we never know when people are listening, and I am sure that brother Charles would not mind me sharing this testimony at all, but I am going to tell you this testimony, and that is that he was praying the other day, just before he started his his day. He was just praying and asking God to guide him on the day. But then it's like he just thought about the radio ministry and he said, Lord, is this stuff really working? Is this stuff really ministering to people? Is it touching people's lives? Does this stuff really get to anyone? Does it? And then he just was praying that. And when he finished praying that, and it wasn't a self-doubt or anything. It just was a question to God. It was just a question to God. No big deal. You know, he was just really wanting to find out what was going to happen. And then all of a sudden, as soon as he finished that prayer, now this is what he told me. As soon as he finished his prayer, an email came to him. Right when he finished, he checked his mailbox and seen that an email came to his mailbox as soon as he finished that prayer. And on that email was a prayer request. It said, please, can you pray for me? Here is my phone number. Can you call me and pray for me? I listen to you on Rev Media Network. Please call me. And you see, on last Friday's show, he mentioned that if you listen to the broadcast and you do call him for prayer, and he gives out his cell phone number, he said, please, when you email me or when you contact me, mention this station, Rev Media Network, so I know that you're listening. And someone contacted him. He said he didn't know who they were, didn't know what they were doing, but he did know this, that they were touched by God through this station. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you with all my heart, mind, and all my soul. And I just want to tell you that thank you so much for being a part of this. This is only the beginning, and I know it. And I'm just basing in the success so far of this. I know it's going to be even stronger, even more powerful, even bigger signal. And we're just starting. We're getting a good response. We're just starting, and we're getting definitely a good response. So I want to encourage you and tell you that what this is something that God has put together. It is something that we are helping men and women of God get their message out, as well as our message, Rev Media Network, Revelation Ministries, David Yannis Ministries, whatever you want to call it. We're getting our message out, the counseling and stuff. And we have several people sign up for this week's webinar. It's going to be at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on keepinmymarriage.com. You can go to that site. You're going to be able to see it. We'll have it ready so you can run it whenever you're ready to play it. You can start hit play, and you'll be able to jump into the seminar. But the other thing is, my friends, that we are working together to build this station. And I know it's going to be blessed because we're not only putting our message out there, which our message is the same message everyone else is saying, but just in our version, in our style or whatever. But it's not going to be that we're only building our own kingdom. We're only building our own ideas and our own things we want to get done. But we're going to be able to build on what we have. We're going to be able to build on what we have. Now, we're going to be bringing men of God in from different ministries. We're building each of their ministry, that every time they're broadcast, yes, it helps the station. Yes, it puts an identity to the station, puts a familiar voice to this network, but it also helps take their message and what they're doing out there. And that's a blessing. That's a blessing. So I want to encourage you. I want to tell you that, hey, you're part of this. You are part of this. If you haven't thought about supporting our ministry or supporting this station, I pray that you take the time to pray and know that this is good ground. This is good ground. We have seen our labor bring fruit. The Bible says if one man teaches and he does a work, and his work will be tried by fire, if it is not burned up like brush or wood or anything that is tangible that will burn like wood, then his work stands just like gold would stand through a fire. Then we know that this person is real, that the work of God is in them. Of course, that's a paraphrase of the scriptures, but just to tell you, we have to be encouraged. We have to see things through. We do. Now, the open house went great. My wife did an awesome job, so I just want to give her an honor and give her a shout out to say, hey, you did awesome. Irene, you did great. I know you may not be listening. You're busy at the office doing stuff. But I do know this, that at least, we got to see some good things. She did awesome decorating, getting the place cleaned up, getting the thing just ready. And I think that a lot of us don't realize what we got until we need some help. And she helped put the station all together as far as painting and stuff and moving the furniture. But it's been hours. It's been a group of people putting this place together. She decorated really nice. She also picked up the food and brought it in, set it up real nice. I want to thank Pastor Mike Salazar for coming out, making the long trip from downtown Houston to visit us in our station. And Pastor, we will be at the event that he has on the 29th, a pastor meeting, and we will be there at Pastor Mike Salazar's spiritual father, Doug Stringer. He's having a meeting with all the pastors, 70 or so pastors. We've been invited. We're going to go. We're going to attend. That'll be a blessing on Thursday. But on Thursday evening, on the 29th, it's a busy day for us. We're doing our seminar, our first webinar on relationships, the attraction of the Christian man and the Christian woman. Why are you attracted? What is the cause of this? What does it do to you? And how is this happening? And what should you believe? Because there's a belief system there. And we're going to cover that. You know, I teach on that. I teach on how we believe and what we believe. So I want you to be encouraged that we're not going to point fingers and say you're doing horrible. No. We're going to talk to you in love. We're going to give you some simple truth. And then we're going to tell you how to fix it. I'm going to tell you what you should do and tell you out of love that these things can be changed. So, I'm excited because I'm telling you this. The open house went great. The webinar is the next phase of the ministry. And once we get this going and we do our first, it's always the first. We get the first one out of the way. First one, we're going to launch forward. We're going to launch forward. And once do. It's going to be a 24/7 channel as well, and we're going to start shooting and getting material together. And I'm pretty sure we're going to have to carry most of the television programming until we get people signed up on that as well. So send me your videos, send me your CDs, send me your MP3s, send me your FLV files, send me whatever you want to broadcast. We'll work out a deal. We'll give you a great, great, great opportunity to be on this station. And we'll be blessed just by having you and being able to post your picture. And that's one thing that we did. Everybody that came by the station, we're able to post a picture of the of all the hosts. Okay, we're back now. I apologize for that. For some reason, the computer kicked off. And signed off for some reason and kicked us off the screen. And we're using the computer to since I'm going to fix that, I haven't had time to sit down and fix some of the simple stuff. And there's just a log off that I do not want on there. And for some reason, it's logging this off. And while we're even working and kicking things off, it's a system that we use whenever I'm not at the station and I'm at the auxiliary. And whenever I'm at the auxiliary, or whenever I'm at the main station, it's just a program that we use to log in so I can get into the station computer whenever, just to mess with things and check the volumes and everything. So, you know, these computers all come with issues, and I apologize for that. But then again, we're very fortunate. We have a lot of the hosts' pictures put on the walls as you walk in, so you're able to read their bio and see who they are. We had the speaker outside the church, outside of the studio station, the DJ booth, right outside the DJ booth, there's outside, so people when they're walking up to the open house, they can hear the program playing, and then they can enter quietly, and we had all the food actually inside the DJ studio area, so they can come in and say hi, and we had a lot of noise and ambience going on, But it was good. It was really, really good. I think that a lot of people got touched. A lot of people got ministered to that day. A lot of people were surprised that we had such a nice station. A few people didn't show up. But you know what? You're not going to get everybody there, and that's fine. That is fine. You just keep going on. You keep doing what you got to do, and it becomes a blessing. It becomes a blessing. Now, starting tomorrow, Wednesday, is going to be our day of Halloween Fright Week. Fright Week. We don't believe in Halloween. We don't celebrate Halloween, blah, blah, blah. But it's going to be our Fright Week. Starting Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're going to have a special Friday show as well. We're going to do three shows with three different movies. It's going to be the Halloween, I believe, Poltergeist, and The Omen. I think those are the three that we picked. Either way, you'll find out the titles. Just listen. We're going to talk about witchcraft. We're going to talk about Halloween, its origin. We're going to talk about being people going flocking to movies to get scared. So that's on tomorrow's show. Today's just a recap of a great weekend that we had. Some news information of things that are coming up. And then we're going to also have some good information here. We'll do a little pre-tro of the Halloween stuff. But I just want to get you encouraged. I just want to get you informed that you're going to be able to be blessed on the station as we keep going forward. So again, things were announced. Roger DeWitt is coming on the air with us eventually. We have some of his CDs. We're going to go ahead and build him his Church Stream site. We're also going to give him a time slot and put his current shows on there. We have Pastor Cliff McCarron coming. And he's going to be coming out here, and I pray that he does. He's going to be sending us his CDs as well, with Judy McCurran signed on last week, and she's at the 3 o'clock slot on Wednesdays. And Pastor McLaren will be on the 8 o'clock slot on Wednesdays, and I believe we're going to put Roger at the 9 o'clock slot, so or 7:30 to slots. Either way, we're going to have them all in there. You're going to be blessed. You're going to hear them. You're going to love them. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to enjoy it, because I know that God has good things for every one of you. God has some awesome things for every one of you. I hope you're getting things ready for the holidays coming up. I know I walk into the store this afternoon and or this morning, and things are already switched over from being a Halloween stuff all the way even past Thanksgiving. It's already got Christmas stuff. Christmas stuff is just all over the place. I walked into a Target today, and it was like just everything was red. I know that their color is red, but everything was red, and it was all red and a little bit of silver and gold and some stuff green. And Halloween decorations down to the minimum and Christmas to the maximum. And it's just amazing how the holidays just go by quick. The holidays go by quick. So just giving you a heads up, we have a commercial coming up. And we'll come right back. All right. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be right back. Okay, we're having a little bit of problem with that little player as well. So give me a second. I have the commercial here. Let's see if it works this time.
This is David Dennis, the host of In Watch with the Rev and station manager for GrabMediaNetwork.com.
Okay, this commercial is not working out. We're going to fix this. Let me just close that all together. We'll reopen it. Sometimes that's the issue. See, we're having some issues with the computer today, but we're trucking on. We're going to keep having this show. Let me try a different commercial. A Revenue Network commercial is kind of old. I need to fix that, because that was like the beginning of the summer that we cut that. I need to cut a new one. It's just welcoming all the hosts and stuff. So let me go ahead and play the old one. We'll be right back.
I want to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try to get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have. have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now. We're going to have more programming at that time. Have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us.
Okay, let's forget about that commercial. I have no idea what's wrong with the system right now. We're going to close that out, and hopefully, I'm hoping all this stuff is coming through fine and that the signal's passing through all right. Hopefully, we'll see. I haven't had any text messages saying that they can't hear us or that we sound crazy, and we're on our chat tango. I'll even open up the chat tango so we can see what's going on with that as well. But okay, no commercial for right now until I get this fixed. I have no idea what's going on. I'm going to have to start using a different computer for the broadcast because this one's starting to mess up just a little too much for us. And we're going to have that open and trusting that you can hear, trusting that everything. Well, I got Chat Tango open. I have no problem there. Let's see what this one has. Let's see. We'll get this going. Make sure the signal's going through. Make sure things are going for us. Amen. We'll see. All right, signal's going through fine. Signal's going through fine. I just don't know what happened with that player and what's going on. So I'm going to put a little bit of the music that we're going to use on Fright Night. Maybe that's the problem. Let me see. Okay, we're not going to commercial. This is crazy. All of our sound system's going a little haywire. Okay, I think that was Dracula. So let me open this up and see what's going on. Let's see, come on. There we go. There we go. All right, give me a minute. I'll be right back. I gotta check on something. This is the music that we're gonna be using all tomorrow. We're gonna be talking about Halloween and the things and causes and effect. 3 days of that. God bless you. We'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, that's Nightmare Before Elm Street, the last one. And just giving you a preview of what's going to be tomorrow. I was looking in my studio. I don't see it. I must have it at the house. And that is my teaching on the occult, the teaching on witchcraft. I was going to give you a preview of that. But I can't find it. Of course, men can never find anything. I guess that's the stereotype that we end up getting. But I'm pretty sure I can find it when I get off the air and I get back to the house and all. But anyway, that was a preview of what's going to be coming up. And that's cool. That is cool because that's going to be tomorrow. And what was really cool was on the open house night or day, we had to go an extra hour. And we had Dana Smith calling about 3:20 or so, and then we had, and he's from One Radio, and he went for a while talking about different things that was happening and different things that was happening in his ministry and how he's been working with our ministry as well. And he was going for a long time messing with stuff and talking about stuff, and we had a great time laughing. And then Pastor Charles called in, and we're on the phone with Charles, Charles Mella in North Carolina. We're on with the phone with him, and when we were with him, it was pretty cool, and it was pretty exciting for that because, you know, he was a short conversation, but he was driving, and when he was driving, he just started, "Are we on the air?" And he has that deep, deep country voice, and it was crazy. We're all cracking up. He goes, "Oh, y'all bad," and it was funny. It was funny. We had fun, and that was the main thing. I wanted to introduce the station to the community, to the people across the airwaves that were listening, also to the host of all the call-in at 1 hour, one day, and then also to bring pastors that I know that I work with that have been a guest on our show to come in and talk. And we're looking for some new pastors, and none of them came by. None of the new ones came by. But that's fine. You know, you just do your part. And as you do your part, you know that God is going to bless you. God's going to take care of what you're doing and stuff. But just let's go ahead and get into our subject matter. We've got about 20 minutes left, so I want to make sure that we get this information out. This is what I was talking about this last Sunday, and I always on Mondays, if you're here on Tuesday and you're listening to the show, then on our Monday show, I always recover bits and pieces of my sermon that I preach on Sunday night. So, and this one is just trying to make you think about hearing and tuning into God. Let's give you an idea of a quick story that's out there, and that is this. There was a young man, let me read it to you. Back when the telegraph was the fastest means of long-distance communication, there was a story about a young man who applied for a job as a Morse code operator. Answering an ad in the newspaper, he went to address that what was listed. When he arrived, he entered a large, noisy office, and in the background, a telegraph clacked away. A sign on the receptionist's counter instructed job applicants to fill out a form and wait until they were summoned to enter the inner office. The young man completed his form and sat down with seven other waiting applicants. After a few minutes, the young man stood up, crossed the room to the door of the inner office, and walked right in. Naturally, the other applicants perked up, wondering what was going on. Why had this man been so bold? They muttered among themselves that they hadn't heard any summons yet. They took more than little satisfaction in assuming the young man who went into the office would be reprimanded for his presumption and summarily disqualified for the job. Within a few minutes, the young man emerged from the inner office, escorted by the interviewer, who announced to the other applicants, "Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming, but this job has been filled by this young man." The other applicants began grumbling to each other, and then the one spoke up. "Wait a minute. I don't understand. He was the last one to come in, and we never got a chance to be interviewed. Yet he got the job. That's not fair." The employer responded, "All the time you've been sitting here, the telegraph has been taking out the following message in Morse code. If you understand this message, then come in. Come right in. The job is yours. None of you heard it or understood it. This young man did. So the job is his. Turn with me in your Bibles to Hebrews 5:11. Hebrews 5, verse 11. I want to encourage you to keep your ears posted for God, my friends. Keep your ears posted for God. In Hebrews 5:11, of whom we have many things to say, hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. Dull of hearing. For when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as the need of milk and not of strong meat. Amen. Well, my friends, you have to realize that it is our responsibility. I came here for you, and you came here for me, and I'll defend that with this right here. I will defend it. I will explain it to you in John chapter 10. John chapter 10, verses 1 through 5. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that's John chapter 10, verses 1 through 5. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Is the shepherd of the sheep. To him that portereth openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. My friends, you hear this. You have to hear his own voice, yourself, and answer, because he knows your name. He will call you by name. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. So whatever you think you may have known about God and about him answering and showing things to his sheep, you have to know this. He'll only call you by your name. I can't answer for your name. You have to answer for your own name. I can't. Not going to happen. I know this for certain, that if you sit and if you take time to listen, you're going to be able to hear him. Now, what keeps us from hearing? Well, the same thing. There's a hearing loss that happens in America. It happens every time you live in a big city. You're going to have a loss of hearing. There's 120 decibels is what the hearing loss ratio is for hearing loss, noise pollution. But for noise pollution, it's 120. But at 85 decibels, you start damaging your hearing. So there was a study that was done. It talked about when the people that work in the food service industry, people that work in a place where there's constant change in volumes, cracking the plates, noise making, all that kind of stuff, and waiters, stuff like that. People that worked in that kind of industry were going to have a hearing loss, almost guaranteed, because of the long time of duration that they spend in that environment that continues to keep their ears constantly being degraded, constantly losing the strength that it needs and requires because of the constant exposure to the noise pollution inside those restaurants and inside those places, those vents. Now, the clients or the customers or the people eating or whatever, those people that are just passing through, maybe there for an hour, less than that, maybe there for a couple hours. Doesn't matter. They're not there for an 8-hour shift. They're not there for a 12-hour shift. They're not there for even 4 hours. So those people were not subject to a hearing loss. Only the ones that were there constantly in that restaurant, you sitting in there hearing the noise and always in the clamor. Now, what does that tell us? If we took the spiritual part of this and turned it around, if we made the spiritual part of this talk about our spiritual noise pollution, then we'd have to change things. We'd have to see things. What would be considered spiritual pollution? What would be spiritual pollution? Well, I think doubt makes a loud and disturbing sound screaming in our ears, it's not going to happen. It's not going to work. It's not happening for you. Doubt screaming in our ears is a huge noise pollution. What's another one? Self-pity. Self-pity. Why can't I have this? Everyone else does. Why doesn't God give that to me? He's not supposed to be a respecter of person. Why am I the one who always gets the short end of the stick? Self-pity. Another huge noise pollution would be distractions. Busyness. Keeping you from stopping to talk with God. Some of us may think we already know what God's going to say in this instance, and we go for it. We talk. We don't talk. We don't wait. We don't listen. Sometimes our work requires us to be in long hours or early hours. Now, if you work an early shift, 3, 4, 5 in the morning, it's a shift. It's a big-time shift that it'll drain you mentally. It will. If you let it, it will. You can't get too busy when you have those kind of shifts. So I feel for those that do that and try and do the Lord's work, because it takes time and prayer to put shows together like this, to do sermons, to get ready for the television and all that. It's really time-consuming, and it takes rest. You need to have some rest in you to be creative. So business, big noise pollution. Ignoring is a noise pollution. It is a spiritual noise pollution. Not wanting to hear what God has to say because you know what he will say. You don't want to hear it because you know he's going to tell you no. Ignoring. Big, very big noise pollution. Stubbornness. Stubbornness. That's a big noise pollution. No, Jesus, I'm supposed to go this way. A little bit different than an orin. Stubbornness. I could imagine every angel in heaven screaming at you like the people in the streets trying to stop someone from walking through a red light. Put through a green light on the walkway. I can imagine that. And every age you try and tell you the same thing, but you keep going. Remember, it is not there is lack of hearing. There is no attention given. Remember that. Remember that, my friends. Let me tell you a quick story about something I learned. Our drill sergeant used to yell at us a lot. Of course, that's what they're there for in the military. Well, he used to yell at us and used to tell us, of course, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do that. But he marched us every day. We heard his voice when we marched. Every day, he'd call out an order and we'd listen to the order. Every day for 6-7 weeks, he did that. And we were a mess when we started, but towards the 7th week, we were actually pretty good. Won some awards. Was named the best company. And we did everything that we could do to do everything right on marching. Well, one day, he tested us. Marched us, parked us out in front of this PX type exchange, this convenience store type thing on the base. Parked us, left us in parade rest, and went inside. Well, it took a while. And all of a sudden, this other guy come out. He yelled really loud, "Attention! Attention!" And he really loud, really loud. And we jumped up to attention. He started yelling orders. And we took off with him. Well, he took us and parked us underneath a bridge. And he left us there. And he walked off. And then I think, you know, on the television, how you see on TV when they finally get it and the camera comes in real close on them like they just got this. And that's what he did. He just came and we just got that information that we all got at one time. Whoa. We just been carjacked. And we all took our training and everything and just threw it out the door at that one moment. We just were dismantled. How are we going to get back? our company commander is going to kill us. So we talked to each other, and we said, well, if we go back as one big party, we're going to get in trouble for sure. So we split up with two of people taking part of the group, and the other group going with the other group. And we all had our exercise clothes on, so we got away with it because we just told them we're coming back from exercising. And when you do that, you don't have to have someone walking with you all the time. We're at a level where we're just about to be able to walk around by ourselves marching. So we went over there, and we got back to the base. And you want to get to the point where you can, you know, God is about to speak because you hear his breath. You hear him breathe when he's about to speak. That's how close and how sensitive you want your ears to be. You don't want to only hear God's voice, but you want to hear him right before he breathes. And I want you to understand that you have to be at a point in your life that you can hear him. You have to be able to do that. Now, when we got back to the base, it wasn't that bad. We stood there, we didn't even see the company commander. All we seen was a door open to his office, so we knew who was in there. So we kind of all went in and started doing what we were supposed to do, cleaning the place up. And then we just heard him open the door. Heard him walk to the door. And before he spoke anything, we could hear him take his breath. And he yelled loud, "You know my voice. You know my voice." And that's funny. That is funny because we did know his voice. We did know. And we didn't listen. We knew his voice. We knew it. When he looked at us, that's all he had to say. Of course, he went into this rant about being carjacked by someone else and him losing $20, but that's all you have to know about it. And another thing was, the next thing he came out of his mouth after he said he knew his voice, he said, "Hit the floor. We're doing push-ups forever until middle of the night, I think." So I'm telling you, my friends, it's crazy. You gotta tune into God's voice. You have to. There's no other way around it. You tune into God's voice, and good things are going to happen. Good things will be blessed. Well, my friends, I just pray that you continue to listen and continue to hear the program every single week. And I know that you can't hear it every day, but I would love that you would, and that you could be able to be a part of this ministry's broadcast every single time. We do have the chat tangle right there in front of you. If you want to give us a call, you can chat with us and talk to us. We try not to open the phone lines too much unless I can see that a lot of people are listening and chatting with us, and then we'll tell them and chat with them and give them the phone number so they can give us a call and see what's going on. So I know that everyone here at the station is really happy about what's going on with the broadcast and what's going on with the ministry and stuff. So just keep us in prayer. We're going to start seeing some things happen pretty quick for you and for us as well. Trust God. Believe God. Believe God's going to do something good for you, because I guarantee you, every time that you doubt him, he's going to do something great. He will. He will. Let's go and cover one of these silly articles that I always find for you. These were some of the things that I pulled out on the web for the open house. But I did not, didn't have a time to talk about it. Here it goes. Well, this is found in the Yahoo News, Associated Press, Grand Rapids, Michigan. A man robbed a Michigan bank and got away, but didn't stay away. Wood-TV reported that a 40-year-old Cobb South Park resident later called 911 and confessed, according to Kent County Sheriff's Department. The man simply said, "I'm the one that robbed the bank and I want to turn myself in." Officials at the Sheriff's Office tell MTTV that an armed man walked into a Chase Bank in Grand Rapids area Wednesday morning and demanded money before getting away with an undisclosed cash amount. The 911 caller came from more than an hour later. The Sheriff's Department is working with the FBI on this case. You know, that was the same story that's happening and happening. People are getting desperate out there. And they're going in and robbing bank, but their conscience is getting a hold of them. The Spirit of God is touching them and moving. I believe one person said that he was sorry and he apologized. In one of the articles I read a few weeks ago, he actually said he was sorry when he was robbing. He kept apologizing to the lady. He said, "I just want to feed my kid. I just want to take care of my family." It's gotten bad in some areas. People are making bad choices. Don't make bad choices. Make good decisions. I always tell my kids, okay, right now you got to make a good decision. A good decision. Make a good decision right now. Don't make the bad decision. And they don't always make the best decision. But they do make a decision. And I want you just to be encouraged that even though there's rough times out there, God is bigger than this rough times. God is. Hey, we all have needs. The station has needs. I have needs. We all have needs. Not one of us in this area that's listening or whatever can say that they do not have any needs. They do. So I want you to understand that we're trusting God. We're trusting God to keep the station running. We're trusting God to keep the ministry moving. We're trusting God to bless our home and our family as well. And it's a trust situation. Here's another story that kind of This one was on the USA Today, or what was it? I think it was on Good Morning America. I'm going to read this one really quick. And this one is Associated Press on Yahoo. Clerk felt God's presence as she and gunmen prayed. In Indianapolis, the clerk who prayed and hugged a gunman at an Indianapolis check cashing business say she felt God's presence during the robbery. Angela Montez says a warmness came over her Monday as she talked with the man, even though she was scared that she'd never see her children again. Montez told the ABC's Good Morning America on Thursday that when she asked the gunman about his family, he replied that he and his little girl faced being homeless because he'd been unable to find a job. And then he fell to his knees in the scene caught on security video and told Montez he wouldn't hurt her before fleeing with $20 from the Advance America's branch register. These hard times, I'm telling you. 23-year-old Gregory Smith surrendered Tuesday on a robbery charge. He told WXIN-TV of Indianapolis that he was remorseful and was trying to build his relationship with God. This is crazy. People are getting desperate. Right now, they're turning. They need to turn to God. Things can be replaced. Your family, your children, you need to hold on to. Houses, cars, jobs can be replaced. This is the time to take care of your family. A time to be blessed. Here's another one. Man tries to rob a bank with a spoon. I just got this one in. Let's see what this one is about. Warsaw, a would-be bank robber held a teaspoon to the neck of a cashier, pretending it was a knife, a Polish news website said Tuesday. But Gazeta PL said the two women behind the counter at the bank in the southern Polish city of Lublin Monday were not food and scared the man away with their screaming. Police had compiled a photo fit of the suspect. And you know this is in Poland because reported by Kuba Jaworski. That's crazy. Robin with the speed, he didn't even go prepared. He robbed with his boot. Never know what's going to happen, my friends. Never know what's going to happen. But you trust God. Alright, my friends. Tomorrow, I'm going to be talking about the Fright Week. 3 days of Fright Week. We'll talk about two or three, four movies, maybe. We're going to talk about Halloween and what it entails, but also how we get scared to get into the different things that are out there that you're still scared, even though you've seen your first scary movie. God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow on the Midwatch. We'll be back tomorrow on the Midwatch. I thought we were going to commercials with our player broke earlier. God bless you. Thank you again for listening to Midwatch with the Rev. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless you. Remember, Fright Week starting tomorrow, Wednesday, 28th, 29th, and 30th. God bless you. Have a safe day.